Job chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite responded, "Should not this profusion of words be answered? Should one so full of talk be vindicated? Should your empty babble reduce others to silence? When you mock, should no one make you ashamed? For you claim, 'My teaching is pure, I am clean in God's eyes.' But if only God would speak, and open his lips against you, and reveal to you the enigmas of wisdom. For true understanding has two sides. Know, therefore, that God has already forgiven some of your sin. Can you, by searching, figure out the mysteries of God? Can you discover the limit of the Almighty? It is higher than heaven. What can you do? It is deeper than Sheol. What do you know? Its measure is longer than the earth, and wider than the sea. If he passes by and imprisons, then summons a court, who can stop him? For he knows how deceptive humans are. When he sees injustice, will he not consider it? But a stupid person will gain understanding when a wild donkey's colt is born of a human. If you would set your heart right, stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity is in your heart, put it far away, and do not let injustice stay in your tents. Surely then you will lift up your face without blemish. You will be secure and not fear. For you will forget your misery. You will remember it as waters that have flowed by. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Though there is darkness, it will break like the dawn. You will be confident because there is hope. You will be protected and lie down in safety. You will lie down and no one will make you afraid. Many will seek your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail. The way of escape will elude them. Their only hope is to breathe their last."